Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew. It is Monday, May 31st. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Hope everyone having a great weekend. Hope you're drinking beers, thanking people who served. My dad actually served in Vietnam, so I'm buying him a beer later. And, you know, it's a great time to celebrate America. I have this feeling now, you know, I'm back in PA, I'm driving around, it's a lot different from New York City. I kind of want to buy a goddamn truck, buy a huge American flag, and drive around beeping my horn. You know, I'm sipping on a beer right now, it's a German beer, don't kill me, I'm gonna buy some American one later, but, you know, sometimes you just gotta celebrate. You gotta put your differences aside, thank people who served us, and God bless America. And this is the day to do it. This is the day. I don't want to go on Instagram today and see fucking these people post about, oh, how can we celebrate America before we fix it? You know what? Shove it. I don't care. I'm gonna not respond. I'm not gonna do shit. I'm gonna be like, God bless America, give me a Miller High Life, and get out of my face. So there you go. So thank everybody who served, and yeah, I hope everyone had a great weekend. Yeah, crazy changes around here. Brother's moving to Florida. This is crazy, moving to Florida. I can't believe this. Next week, this is a crazy, crazy time. No one's, you know, we've always been in the tri-state area, New York City, Philly. Well, he's lived in Dallas and everything for work, but always centralized around this area. So it's going to be a big move. No taxes down there, which is amazing. I'm down there a lot anyway, so the summer is kicking off. Emo night is back. Jackie and I are working on some stuff. Very exciting times here. This is a very short episode today because I just want people to celebrate their day. Drink a White Claw by the pool. If you don't have a pool, just drink a White Claw anywhere. Drink it in the bathroom. Drink it in your bed. Drink it while you're sliding into women's DMs inappropriately. Oh, God. Anyway, but, you know, it's just a great time to be alive. I hope everyone will have a great summer. I hope everyone gets vaccinated so they don't have to worry about anything anymore. And if you're not vaccinated, well, you know, whatever, man. You know, go complain in a store. You know, the entire Reddit thing is crazy. Every single day, top post, another person yells at Walmart saying they know their rights. Do you? Do you? I don't know if you do. But I was reading this article, okay? Now, this is my only piece of advice today, guys. My only piece. And this is a little controversial, all right? But here is my opinion on this. Never buy your girlfriend expensive clothes, jewelry, or anything like that. Unless, of course, it's an engagement ring, blah blah blah. I've gotten a couple girls I've been talking to. They link me things being like, oh my God, I wish I had this. It was a $750 bikini. $750. It looks like something. Honestly, I got to tell you something here. A lot of these people, right? A lot of them. They can't tell the difference. They like it because it's expensive, okay? It looked like a normal bathing suit. Maybe it had a diamond in it. I couldn't tell you. You know, the what are the trend now? Barely wearing anything? I think that's a trend, right? It's like you got the thong as the, you know, the swimsuit and all that stuff. I know TikTok's big now. I got to check that. But I don't know. It's crazy. But again, if you buy your girlfriend that, there's always going to be something else. Always. I made that mistake in college. I bought a $2,000 ring for my girlfriend. She was surprised for a day or two. Then it went away. We were already arguing about something else. You know, it just doesn't work out. It never does, especially if you haven't been going out for that long. So, fellas, never buy your girlfriend a swimsuit for $750. They won't be able to tell the difference. And it's a fake. They're happy for a second. There's always something else. You buy the $750 bathing suit, you got to get a dress for $3,000. I was talking to this one girl, I was like, I don't know, I just like expensive taste. Okay, so I can make a fake website right now, put a $4,000 t-shirt on there, make it up, I can pay a graphic designer to make this shit up, and you'll like it, and it's something on sale at Old Navy. You know, it's like the Coke and Pepsi challenge. They couldn't tell the fucking difference, okay? That's all I got to say about that. One other thing. Advice. Guys. This is a guys episode today. No, I need a co-host in here. I think Jackie's got to get in or something to counter debate this, or debate, not counter debate, because that would be the same thing. So debate this topic. I'm riled up. I've been riled up the past couple episodes. It's just nuts. But this happened this week. Yeah, it's always something else, you know. And oh yeah, what I was saying before, guys. If you've been going out for less than a year, do not post pictures on Instagram. I saw this one guy 3 months in. Oh my God, happy 3 months. And they got gifts. How many fucking gifts do I need to buy? What is this? 3 month in, I have to buy a goddamn gift every fucking month? This is bullshit. I didn't sign up for this. And then it's, God forbid you miss a month, you know? If you set that standard early on in a relationship, okay? You set it. We're buying each other gifts every month. Then you get to a year. What is it, a year and 1 month? Year and 2 months? Man, that is the, and I said this before, it's the honeymoon. Don't give in to the honeymoon phase. Don't give in. I'm talking to the ladies too. Don't give in to it. It's gonna wear out. Trust me on this. You can't do gifts every month. Valentine's Day, I get it. Anniversary, 1 year. 2 year, 3 year. I don't want to see you guys holding hands after a month on Instagram. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see you dancing together at TikTok. I don't want to see you moving in together after 4 months, okay? To all my homies out there, to all of them, and all the ladies, don't do it. Take my advice. Well, I got to get going here. Sorry for such a short episode, but I hope everyone actually does have a lovely weekend, a lovely week. I hope everyone starts off summer safe and healthy. And again, happy Memorial Day. Appreciate everything you guys do. And I will see you next week. I actually may have a guest on, my buddy Heath. We're trying to record an episode. He's had a wild career, and now he's living the dream basically what it seems like a fucking vacation spot. He's living in a different country, on the beach every day. He's just living it up. So hopefully he's on next time. We met through music. And yeah, this is the Anonymous Advice Podcast. I'm Andrew, and I will see you next week.